do it, we can't talk.
Is that right? Of course, of course. So he told you he was going to take the vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Not big goddamn words. And the way he did, I never even crossed my mind to raise any question with you, because he did it in such a way that I, you had said, you had told him, you wanted to take get a vacation, get away, and I think he did mention the idea of going out to Puerto Rico to you at that point. How did he know?
No, I don't know. I thought he was thinking of California, so I didn't think that he was going to stay out there. I said, that's great, that's a good time to spend a couple of weeks on the spring.
Well, you're right, because that's what I thought he was going to do.
Oh, it was good. I was so surprised he went next. I thought really he could stay until we got through with his dad.
That is kind of surprising that
I think that's his concern. Ehrlich's point is well taken in one sense. He says, really, right now, you've got to really sort of cut the water deep. You're going to get hung for it anyway.
Your initiative and ahead of time. That's easy to say, but does that see he's serious that you aren't necessarily going to get up. It depends on what you define by hand. There's no question we're going to get smeared. There's no question that they're going to keep building the innuendo that it leads into the White House, and they'll be able to come to some proof in some what they'll call proof or consider proof, right? On the basis that the line of reason they're using now, that Dwight Chapin wouldn't have done anything that I didn't know about. Or if it wasn't in my orders. And certainly Gordon Stein.
That's right.
That's only partly true, but it's a sustainable assumption. But that part, we can live with. And I'd be all for that now. I'd like to go out now and have us go out now and hit, if you take that part of the case and hit mine and admit, say it's absolutely true. I knew that Chapin was recruiting an old college friend of his to go out and run around doing Dick Tuck stuff, which is absolutely true. I did know. I did not know the guy's name. I did not know the guy. I did not know what he was going to do. I did not know what we were going to pay him. I did know that Chapin was going to authorize some payment to him to cover his expenses and the basic income. That he was going to work full time on this and was going to try and recruit other college type guys to do this kind of stuff.
Intelligence work.
Not really intelligence, because that wasn't what was talked about. See, he wasn't engaged in, at least I don't think he was engaged in espionage. He was engaged in
tricks.
Yeah, I think some of them got a little, that's a euphemistic term for them, some of them, because he did get a little far on the tricks. But they talked about, when they talked about doing the kind of tricks that I said, for Christ's sake, don't fool around with stuff like they were going to cut tires on press buses, and take keys out of cars and motorcades and that sort of stuff. And I said, that's ridiculous. It's childish. It doesn't do us any good. So I screwed up that. What does do us some good is to have a guy standing there with a sign saying, McGovern, what about your illegitimate daughter or something? I hope you never use that one. I thought we were ready to. Which I just might say if I get called up somewhere someday. But so I knew they were getting a guy. And Chapin did do it with my concurrence. And Strachan was a friend of the guy's too. I knew that. Now that I have no problem with saying. And I don't think that hurts you to say I did that. The problem is, can the truth stop at the truth? Which that does. Or does the innuendo come in so hard on top of it that you can't turn it off?
It goes to
the truth. It goes to the Watergate, or which it seems to me we ought to be able to turn off. But the problem is the price of turning it off may hurt the people on the Watergate side. At least that's what they tell me. What bothers me is that I still think I'm being had in a sense for being tarred in order to protect some other people.
Yeah.
And I think Chapin is being far worse tarred in order to protect other people.
Yeah, the people on the Watergate side, unfortunately, are also our friends.
The people on the Watergate side are our friends, and there is far more serious, because if they're
This one you can say it was bad judgment on my part to let Chapin do this, or I can say it was bad judgment on Chapin's part to let the guy go as far as he did, or Chapin can say it was bad judgment on Segretti's part to do some of the things he did. That's probably right, all the way up to maybe bad judgment on my part. But on Watergate, it isn't a question of bad judgment. On Watergate, it's a question, and there it goes, and ultimately it seems to me that's what they've got to focus on. And this, who was it was telling me that what they're convinced they're going to go after is I guess it's Ziegler. Ziegler's theory is, based on the press guys say, is convinced that what they're after is Colson on criminal. They think he's the highest guy they can get on criminal in the White House, and Mitchell on the outside. Now there, the worst you can get to is Dan Bennett there. Because if Mitchell was the authority,
he's the Attorney General of the United States.
As Attorney General of the United States. And
President's campaign manager. That's pretty goddamn bad. That's damn near as bad as it is out here. It really is.
Yeah.
That is a problem.
And so there, if you have to protect that, then you have to, then you start working your way back down that chain again. And maybe you can't turn it off somewhere. And that's what John Dean, where he comes out every time we go around the circle. Then you get to the thing of Segretti. There is a potential
Segretti
criminal violation on Segretti, too.
About some mailing.
Okay, but then he was Chapin's agent, so does that make Chapin criminally liable? Chapin was my employee, so does that all mean criminally liable? No, it's a misdemeanor.
That's what I mean.
It's a misdemeanor committed without our specific knowledge, so I don't see how we're liable. In 62 in California, and the Democrats, for instance.
Congress,
or? Committee to Preserve the Democratic Party in California. I think that crazy woman got us into Leonie Baxter.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, the point is that it isn't just about the place of your where you're going here, but it is a question.
Yeah. find a way until they either exhausted or get to some. Really where it goes, and I guess it is.
John, you can't be a murderer by himself. That's what I just don't think murder is that much.
gospel guy at the campaign organization. He's the highest guy they've got. The other people were employees of Lee's.
Well, that's the way the case stands at the moment. There's a judge of last night, a lot of that Friday rehearsals, since he didn't leave, didn't get cooperation. So
Lee apparently is a little bit nuts and a masochist, and apparently wants to, looks to the martyrdom of doing this and kind of likes it. If that's true, maybe that's where he'll stay. That's Dean's, that's his hope. That's what he's just frantically trying to keep, not frantically, persistently trying to keep all
Lee's
these little strings in.
Who are appealing? Card. Lee's appealing. Maybe it's.
No, but.
Two of them. Card. Card.
Hunt's not. Hunt went to plea of guilty.
That's the all time guilty. He's appealing.
Now, Lee and McCord didn't plead guilty.
Lee's appealing now.
Lee's appealing. Lee's not appealing on the merits. He's appealing on the errors. Lee's going for errors. There you got another problem. Lee's a lawyer who thinks he's smarter than the judge in the court, and the prosecutor, which every lawyer seems to have to convince himself of. Lee's game is purely, as I understand it, is a field game, is purely on errors.
Oh, sure.
And he's apparently got some, at least, some possibilities. There's some areas of potential challenge on errors.
Well, coming back to this, I mean, is the,
that doesn't impair that other case at all.
That's your connection with us, Mike.
If the containment theory works, and I don't see what danger is in our going on, because we don't have anything to say. The people you're protecting by executive privilege, let's face it, our mom, Jesus, you got our oath. I don't know about our oath. John knows a hell of a lot.
He knows a hell of a lot, but not about this case.
Doesn't mean, okay.
Not about marketing. There's no goddamn thing.
I don't know.
He ran the other things. He ran stuff about
well, can they expand to that? They can. What does he do?
I'm
sure they can. There are no rules of evidence up there. Their charter is to cover all campaign activity.
They were campaign activities. What I can't. Ellsworth, I can't.
No. No. Teddy Kennedy.
I don't think that's going to be on the market. John's pretty shitty. Now, I don't think we can now. I don't think we can shift our ground and cave on that idea of the privilege thing, but I think we have to find a way to make statements. They will not accept statements until they're reasoning. That's the theory I'm working on with them now. More trying to see whether can they say it or she doesn't. And of course, everything they say raises additional questions. But so be it.
Well, it's better to have statements.
All right.
All right. But we've agreed to answer written interrogation, right? For instance, I have to do that. Chapin has to do that.
Everybody.
We've all agreed to do that.
If they're submitted.
Okay. Well, why the hell don't we do our, if they submit it, why don't we sit down and do our statement right now? Why doesn't Dean ask me the questions that the committee will ask me? Why don't I write my answers out? Why doesn't Chapin write his? And why don't we give those to the Washington Star? Let them print the goddamn things in total tomorrow morning. What's wrong?
I'm trying to see why I couldn't each of you make a sworn statement to Dean tomorrow over and over the weekend. He said it opened too many doors.
Really?
Dean's expert here.
Well, then why don't we make them a city? I mean, without putting them out, why don't we take the step of doing it? We're going to have to apparently yours. Aren't they going to open? We've already agreed to do that anyway.
Exactly. They'll see his finances. Well, anyway, let's try it. You and I don't mind if we're trying. But his point is, if we don't, then they will never take the statements. See, that's the other course. That's the problem. They're never going to take written statements.
And they won't accept them at all.
Hell no. But that's all right. You see, my point is, the way you end up is that if we refuse to go up, then they will have a, they will say we will not accept that, and under the law they will try to subpoena, and they'll move to quash, and they'll have a court test. All right, that's what it's saying. So you have to find that out in the course, and I'm trying to make the case with the other witnesses. Wait until the court test, of course, has reached its conclusion. The other way to do it is to, so that moves out.
Already been put up anyway. That's right. the Chapin story in the Post, but we denied it on the basis that it was based on hearsay and was fundamentally incorrect. And it was. We didn't deny any specifics. Secret fund that all of them can.